The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
What we are watching in the world. You know, one of the things the Bible says in Revelation, you have a dragon warring against a woman with 12 stars, and that's Israel, you know, gives birth to Messiah. Well, there's been a war that the enemy has been waging for human history. Why are the Jewish people always in the news? Why are they always being attacked? It's clear, it's all there.
Best-selling author Jonathan Cahn opens up End Time Prophecy, revealing the mysteries behind current events in our world, next.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have a friend named Jonathan Cahn. I didn't know who Jonathan Cahn was. I got a very large gift to the ministry, very large. He had just written a bestseller. And, you know, I was curious about him. Ended up talking to him and asking him some questions. I'm going to ask him why in the world did he help us substantially when we had not really met him and didn't know him. But he wrote The Harbinger, which really took off. And he came here, and he's come here with other books that he's written, and now he's got one called The Dragon's Prophecy, and you might wonder who's the dragon. He's going to make it very clear. Jonathan, I want to welcome you back to life today.
Great to be here.
This is home for you. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
Why did you send to us a very large gift before I had met you? And I had heard about The Harbinger and had read different things that got my attention, and I saw it had really gotten legs. But then you very substantially, why?
Because you're doing God's will, and you're helping the poor and the needy, and that is what we look for. You know, our whole ministry, we look for that. You are one of the main things of your heart, and I see it every time I see the program. Your heart is for the needy. Your heart is the compassion of the Lord, and you're doing it, and you're helping them. And we want to help those who are helping and those who are being the hands of the Lord. We want to be part of that. So it's an honor. It was an honor to do that.
Well, it was a thrill to us, and you and I became friends. And let me just say something. If you ever wonder, who are the real Christians? How do you know if you're a Christian? Jesus said, if you help these people, the hungry, you know, the starving, the hurting, the thirsty, those that have been imprisoned, they're down, and you help them, the least of these, he called them.
Yep.
Then he said, you're my sheep. You're the sheep. I tell you, we got a lot of sheep watching us. Mm-hmm. So it really confirmed you are sure a sheep because you sure wanted to help the least of these. And thank you. And thank you. Okay. The Dragon's Prophecy.
Yes.
This is a spectacular presentation, the cover and the dragon. Mm. Okay. This is just biblical truth, right?
Yeah, total.
Who is the dragon?
The dragon is the enemy. And the thing is, James, I didn't plan on writing this book. I was actually planning on writing another book. The Lord interrupted me. One, what's happening in the world? I mean, this past year, you know, Israel and everything that's been happening. But the other thing is, I'm praying about the book. He interrupts me, and I'm praying, and I see a dragon, the red dragon. I know it's the dragon from Revelation 12. And the Lord was clearly leading. So I've never had a book so interrupted, number one. I never had a book where I'm writing it. Things are happening in the world that are happening. I had to keep on updating. Dating it because what I'm writing was happening. And then also never had a book with so much spiritual warfare, which you'd imagine. You would imagine that. And, you know, so this is really pulling back the veil. The Bible says that what's really happening is in the heavenlies, is in the spiritual realm. What's happening on earth is that once you take away the veil, it all makes sense. I mean, and what's happening in the world, what we're all dealing with. So the Dragon's Prophecy is pulling that veil that we actually can see that. And not only that, it's not just what's happening in the world, we're all involved in it. Listen, we're all involved in this war. And if you're in a war and you don't know you're in a war, you're not going to win, you know. And the thing is, so this is also part, the last part is what do we do? How do we fight? How do we overcome? So it's the mysteries I always deal with. The Lord always gives me things to reveal on mysteries, but then what does it have to do with our life? Last time I was here, we were talking about the return of the gods, you know. And the spirits that are working on, well, this is behind all the spirits. You know, this is the big guy. You know, this is the dragon. The Bible speaks about this quite a lot.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want the church to hear, and what do you want them to get as they read this? Because I pray they will. I think they will rapidly, and I think not only will they get it, I'm hoping and praying that the message of truth gets them.
Yeah.
And they realize that we're up against the deceiver, the father of lies, and the one that is the divider and the destroyer.
Yeah. Yeah. One is, you know, the enemy, the Bible speaks about the dragon in Revelation. He's real. And there are people who kind of downplay this, but he's real. What we are watching in the world, you know, one of the things the Bible says in Revelation, you have a dragon warring against a woman with 12 stars. And that's Israel, you know, gives birth to Messiah. Well, there's been a war that the enemy has been waging for human history. Why are the Jewish people always in the news? Why are they always being attacked? It's clear it's all there. The enemy is real and he doesn't die. So it keeps happening. So what just happened October 7th and Hamas and what's still in the world, that's all that. And, you know, people were shocked by it, but it's an ancient war, number one. So the other thing is that God is in control, okay? And the other thing is that I will tell you this. I was sharing in my congregation, Beth Israel, in New Jersey, and it's a Friday night, and I was led to share of a mystery from the Bible, from a temple. And that mystery from the Bible ordained there would be an attack on Israel. It would happen in 2023. Wow. It would happen in the month of October. It would happen on a Saturday, on the Sabbath, on a Hebrew holy day. Mm-hmm. It would happen on the first Saturday of October, 2023. I shared that Friday night. The next morning it happened.
Oh, wow.
This is the Bible. This is God. God is in charge. And I'm talking about the things that are happening in the world. God is still over it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that this may even enable us, you know, God has our future. And it may enable us to know the future, things that are going to happen, and also when and how to be ready. Because we're all part of this war, this fight. And I'll give you an example. We were just talking before, but Hamas, okay, you see this on the news. Hamas is actually in the Bible. And the Hamas is an Arabic word, but it's also a Hebrew word. It's a strange, and in Hebrew, you know, Arabic, it means Islamic, you know, zeal. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, it means evil, death, and destruction. Mm. It's actually in the Bible. When you read the Bible, for instance, it says, one of the verses says, Lord, save me from the man of Hamas. In the Bible. It says, Hamas has risen up as a rod of evil in the land. Bible. It says, you know how Hamas hides in the tunnels? Mm-hmm. The Bible says, Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth. And then it says, rid Hamas of the land. And you know what? One of the promises of Messiah, Jesus, when he's going to reign, it says to Israel, no more shall Hamas be heard in your land.
Wow.
That's all in the Bible. Okay. And I'll give you another thing with that, how this relates. Revelation, it's when you read about that dragon and he spews a flood against the woman, you know, and he tries to sweep her away. Flood, you know. You know what Hamas called that invasion? Their code name was Operation Tufan, which means Operation the Flood. Literally, the dragon's flood. You know, so all these things, and there's so many, you know, so many things that are from God, that God is over, and we need to know it. We are in something very dramatic. And I'll give you another thing, and this is the first part is really good. That is that, you know, the Jubilee. The Jubilee is restoration, and the 50th year, you lost your land, you come back. Well, there's no people who have so lost their land as Israel, Jewish people. There's a mystery that God has restored them according to the mystery of the Jubilee. He brought them back to their land. I won't go through the detail, but one year was 1867 when the land was released for them to redeem it. Count 50 years, it takes you to 1917. That's when the British drove out the Turks and they issued the Balfour Declaration to give the land back to the Jewish people. Jubilee, but they didn't have Jerusalem. Count 50 years, it takes you to 1967. Anything happen? That's when they regained Jerusalem, Six-Day War. But they never got the legal recognition, and that's part of it. The world refused. Count 50 years, it takes you to 2017 when President Trump issues the Jerusalem Declaration.
Wow.
First time. So it's all, I mean, God is so perfect. But here's the other side, that, to see how spiritual things are so important, that the enemy is an imitator of God. You know, he takes things of God and imitates it. So he took this Jubilee, imitated it. He took a calamity, which was, if you remember it was the Yom Kippur War. When Israel, 1973, Israel's invaded, almost destroyed Israel. I mean, to this day, they're shaken by what happened. If you count, but it was not a good thing, but you count 50 years from that war, invasion, it takes you to 2023. What happened? When did it happen? In October. Puts you to October. When did it happen? On a Saturday. So it happens on a Saturday. Happened on a Hebrew holy day. So it's going to happen on a Hebrew. So Hamas does. Now, it's, and all this happens exactly. Now, Hamas doesn't know this. It's not about Hamas. It's that we are dealing with spiritual. He says, we war not against flesh and blood. We war against principalities. So all these things, I mean, this is what we are watching in the news. God is, it's the Bible, and God is beyond all this. And we need to know. And the other thing, I'll give you another example. There's something in the book of Daniel where there's an entity. In Hebrew, it's called the Sar Paras. Now, what it means, it's an entity that is wars against Israel, tries to stop the purposes of Israel, in particularly last days. The word Sar means ruler or general. Paras means Iran. So literally, you've got this in the Bible saying this is a principality linked to Iran. And so you want to understand, you're seeing this. CNN will never tell you this. You know, MSNBC will never tell you this. But why is Iran obsessed with destroying Israel? Well, there's a principality, the Bible says, that's behind that. So who's behind Hezbollah? Iran. Who's behind Hamas? Iran. Mm-hmm. Who's behind Iran? The Sar Paras. You know, this demonic entity. And who's behind that? The dragon. But on the other hand, in the same book of Daniel, it says there's something called the Sar Yisrael, which is the defender of Israel. And his name in Hebrew means who is like God, or in Hebrew, Michael, we call him Michael. And the Bible says, actually, you have this war. And so right now, so you had Iran send all those missiles into Israel, you know, watching the news, and they all got struck down. Now, we know everybody takes credit, but there's an entity that is fighting for Israel. That's why Israel still exists. You know, mm-hmm. The dragon hates that. So there's so much, you know, to this, James, that, and I'll throw in one, there's so much, but I'm going to throw in.
Oh, yeah,
one
thing, I love one, it, one I thing. Love it.
And that is that, you know, the Bible speaks about the Abrahamic covenant, you know, and says what you do to Israel, you know, if you curse Israel, you're cursed. You bless Israel, you're blessed. Every single nation, I mean, from the pharaohs to America, you know, America has blessed Israel more than any nation. Why is it so blessed? You know, but if America turns and turns away from God and Israel, we are in trouble, you know, and so that's where we get the prayer. But the thing is that, if you remember, they send all these missiles. Well, the president of Iran was a guy named Ebrahim Raisi, and he's Abraham. He's named after Abraham. He's trying to, you know, attack the people. The covenant of Abraham. God says, if you touch that, you're touching the apple of my eye. Mm. Well, he did. About 30 days later, he was struck down dead. 30 days later, his helicopter mysteriously came down. Now, he threatened that he was going to annihilate Israel. He didn't just do it. He threatened annihilation. That's blasphemy. The day before he was struck down, there was an appointed scripture all over the world in every synagogue. They open up the scrolls and they read it, you know. And you know what the scripture was? It ended with, the one who said the blasphemy will be struck down. And so the thing is that you can't mess with God, you know, and behind this. And the other thing is that, you know, the book of Ezekiel says that when Israel comes back, there's going to be a mass invasion that's going to come upon the land. It names nations. You know, we're not date setting, but it names nations. And the amazing thing is every one of those nations that we can identify was involved with the invasion of October 7th. Every single one was behind it. Every single one was part of it. And the thing is that, and God says in that, he says, I'll bring you down on the land and I'll bring you on the against the mountains. You will fall on the mountains. Now, that's still to come. But the one who actually did it from one of the nations is Iran, that it's mentioned, was this guy, this president. And when he came down on the mountains. Mm. He fell on the mountains. You don't mess with God. God is real. Now let me kind of bring this home, because we're just touching on some mysteries. But let me just bring this home, if that's okay. And that is that in Revelation, when it says the dragon says, it says he made war against the woman, but against her, the rest of her children. Who are they? They're us. The rest of her children are those who follow Messiah Jesus. And they said, if you're born again, you are a child of Israel. Everybody watching, you're a child of Israel in the spirit. The enemy wars against you. And he wars against Israel. So he's warring against Israel. He's warring against you. In these days, he's going to go crazy on Israel, he's going to go crazy on you. We got to be strong. We have to be strong in this. And the thing is that when you look in that same vision of the dragon, that's just a dragon, it's a lamb. There's a lamb and a dragon. Now, most people, if they saw a lamb and a dragon, they would bet on the dragon, you know, but the lamb wins. Mm-hmm. You see, the evil always comes as a dragon, comes mm-hmm. fierce, overwhelming the culture. And good comes as the lamb. It doesn't look like it's going to win. But the Lord, the Lamb is Messiah. The Lamb is Jesus. he's always going to win. And that's not hype. That's real. And the thing is that, you know when you think about a dragon, it's reptilian. Reptiles are cold-blooded. They don't have endurance. They can't last. Evil cannot last. In the end, it cannot win. It cannot. The good will always last in the end. And if we're following with all our heart, listen, we are in a fight. You got to be in a, Israel's fight. We're in a spiritual fight, but we got to fight. We have to fight for America. Mm-hmm. We have to fight for our family. You know, being a fighter means you're not letting the enemy do what he wants. I'm saying no. I am fighting this by the power of the Lord. And the thing is that it says that in Revelation, that's the same vision of the dragon. It's what it says, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and loving not their lives to death. They overcame him. And that word overcome is this Greek word, really cool word, nakao, which means, they totally prevail, but it's written of the future, but it's past tense. So it means it's as good as done. But you have to fight. If you fight, you will win. And that's true with all the encouragement to all everybody watching. And this is not just, hey, feel good thing. This is real. And you want to see how real this is? Think about one more time about Israel. This is a nation where the enemy's been trying to destroy it for 4,000 years. You know, they had nothing. They had no defense, nothing. They shouldn't be here. They should be in museums, with the Hittites and the Amorites. I shouldn't be here. I should be on a museum wall. We should be there. We should not be here. Really, not only should we not exist, but the whole world's been trying to wipe them out for all these years. But, Pharaoh, Assyria, Babylon, Rome, Hitler, Russia, all that, and yet, they're all fought. Babylon has fallen. Assyria has fallen. The pharaohs aren't here. Hitler's gone. But the nation of Israel lives because the God of Israel lives and Messiah of Israel lives. And if he's your God and your Messiah, you're going to live. You're going to prevail. You just got to fight. Stand and fight. So we are called to fight the dragon, overcome. This is all real. God is real. This is real.
All right, go out. Get it. Listen, go online. Get it. I'll tell you what. We are going to save as many children from sexual predation as possible. I'm talking about thousands. And it takes $128 to rescue one. And I always ask our viewers, think big. Yeah. Give $1,280 and rescue 10. Well, if you'll just simply help us do that, and you want this incredible book and this incredible man's wisdom that he's pouring out on us, well, you just help. Let me ask you this. I'm doing my best to get the whole church, because we are seeing the fruit of the dragon. It's all ugly.
Yes.
It's despicable.
Yes.
It's death. It's ugly. So he's revealed himself clearly. You agree?
Yes.
All right. I believe God wants to reveal himself clearly through his family.
That's right.
Just like Satan the deceiver is revealing himself through the one, your father is the devil.
Yes.
Okay. Those people are revealing the fruit of the ugly father. Now, I think the Father of God, the perfect father, that family should reveal what the Father's family looks like. All right, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. Then he said, it has come, it's at hand. Then he said, it's in you. Then after the resurrection, he said, it's in you in resurrection power. I'm trying to tell everybody that knows Christ that you are a member of the body of Christ, you're a member of the family of God, and we're to reveal the body in the body what Christ is like, through the family what the Father is like. So if we will take seriously the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. It has. It's in us. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yep.
That means God's will can be done on earth a whole lot more fully expressed than the enemy, which he has expressed himself, and it's hideous, it's ugly, it's deadly, it's damaging, it's destructive, it's divisive. All right? If we will reveal the Father's family, I believe billions of people would like to know that Father. I believe they'd rather know the Father of light and life and truth and freedom than the Father of death, division, and destruction. And so I'm asking people to totally commit their life to the Father, to be a member of the family, connected in the body, all of us helping one another, and submitted to the one head, Christ.
Yes.
Don't you believe if we would do that, the Father's will could be done on his earth before he comes to take his family out of this earth, and we can see the greatest awakening in history?
Yeah, he said, when they see it in you, the whole world will know.
Exactly.
Be lifted up when I'm lifted up. Yes.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
We don't have to let the enemy win. And we want to singe the book. Jonathan, you've helped us with so many things that we're doing, and no doubt in my mind you're going to help us with this. And I pray, Lord, let this be an all-time bestseller.
Thank you, Father.
Because we've got an enemy to fight.
Yes.
and we are overcomers and more than conquerors. Yes. And we can walk on the enemy like dust, like dirt, like a spider, like a scorpion, and crush his will. That's what we're here to do.
Father,
would you just listen to one of our staff members walking through the sex capital of the world and talking about what's happening to little girls and what every father should want to do, because it's what that father wants. Listen to John Yates. Listen to that father.
You look behind me, it sounds like a big party, but all I see is brokenness, pain, sorrow, regret, and shame. And I can tell you right now, there's 1,000 girls right behind me who did not wake up at 7 years old and think, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And as a dad, I'm just broken. Beyond all the lights and everything you see, and as Americans, you think people choose this. Like, no little girl woke up thinking they wanted to be a go-go dancer or a prostitute or a massage bar worker. I'm a dad. Don't tell me that. I know better. Nobody chooses this life. It's chosen because there seems to be no other hope. If I could wrap them all up in my arms and say, there's a better way. There is a hope. But this is what I know. Jesus has a better way. It is not this. There's some amazing mission partners that are giving their lives, sacrificed everything to help young girls, young boys, find a better way. And I want to do, and I'm asking you to do everything you can to keep them here so that young people can have a better life. Thank you for helping us. God bless you. We love you. We need you. We need you more now than probably ever before. We need your help.
I'm praying for the greatest outpouring of love I've ever seen. $128 to rescue one. You saw that beautiful home Love built at. We started with rent houses, and that is the most incredible outreach center on the planet. But in the other areas in Asia, everywhere, all the third world countries, we've rescued thousands of people. And I say we, that's you. That's us, not me and Betty. And by the way, we do our part, I mean big time, not just give our lives, but we give our support. Would you please go get your bank card and use it like a check, please, right now? Please do it. Always use those cards like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. Be sure you let us know by calling that number and saying, here's what I've given today. We need to know. Father, please help everyone watching to go get that bank card and use it for as great a purpose as possible, to redeem life, to save life, to give life, to set people free. In Jesus' name, would you please do it? We have some beautiful gifts to send you. We have the bronze. And if you'll help us today, we'll send you the book, The Dragon's Prophecy. We're going to fulfill his word, his will, not allow Satan's will to prevail on our watch. We don't have to give our family, our marriage, our future, our community. We don't have to give our nation to the devil. We do not have to. We can overcome him and walk over him. Please, make that special gift that gives life, sets people free. Betty, I'm believing everybody watching is going to help us.
I know you will. I know your heart was touched as you listened to our missionary and how he walked through those corridors of sin, basically. People that had trapped these young women, these little girls, basically, and taken their lives from them. But we can give them back to them. We can give them hope. Please join with us.
I thought John Yates did a great job as a father and as a mission director right now. Thank you, John. Thank you, God. Please put God's arms around him. Lift him out of the pit of defeat. Set him free. Thank you so much.
innocent children, longing to be loved and cared for, are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us, let's do it together. Go online, make a call, and just give the best you can give. Pray about it and ask God what it is He'd have you do today. Don't wait another day, we have this moment. Let's respond now.
It's been so exciting, Jonathan, to have you here. Thank you for helping us. Now listen, I want you to get the book and read it. And I want us to take the dragon's power away from him by putting the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah in charge of our lives. I love you. Thank you for helping us rescue these precious girls, precious children. Thank you for helping us put God's arms around the least of these. You'll be blessed by Jonathan's book. Thank you so much.
She was crying like I never heard anyone in my life cry. And she just kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Defending the vulnerable tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.